Higher education in fields like medicine and teaching is becoming increasingly out of reach for many due to rising costs and the burden of student loans, which can take decades to pay down. Moreover, when people can no longer afford to pursue degrees in these critical areas, the consequences ripple far beyond the student, impacting entire communities and the functioning of society. In essence, a shortage of qualified professionals in healthcare and education threatens to erode the pillars upon which the well-being and future of the nation rest. The inability to afford degrees in education will lead to fewer people choosing teaching as a career. Schools, particularly in rural and underserved areas, will face increasing difficulties in filling vacancies. Over time, this could result in larger class sizes, diminished student-teacher interaction, and reduced overall quality of education. The long-term effects will likely include lower educational achievement and a less skilled workforce. Similarly, unaffordable medical education will deter aspiring doctors from entering the healthcare field, exacerbating existing shortages. Rural and marginalized communities will be the hardest hit, as fewer physicians will be available to provide essential care. Specialized fields such as primary care and psychiatry, which are already critically understaffed, could face further depletion, leading to longer wait times and poorer health outcomes. When access to education in these professions is reserved for those who can afford it, socioeconomic disparities will deepen. The shortage of teachers and doctors in underserved communities will disproportionately affect low-income households, perpetuating cycles of poverty and limiting opportunities for upward mobility. Further, the decline in educators and medical professionals will place a significant strain on public institutions. Schools may struggle to maintain the quality of education, while hospitals and clinics may experience operational inefficiencies due to understaffing. This can reduce trust in public services and undermine social cohesion. The regretful erosion of the World War II era of a collective sense of working towards a common good and shared vision of what America should look like is what is largely responsible for the perpetuation of debt-funded education. Therefore, solutions to the urgent teacher and medical shortages that are fueled by the extreme unaffordability in higher education must be championed by all who value the belief in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in its purest form. In practice, what this could look like is expanding access to scholarships and grants for education and medical degrees can help alleviate financial barriers. Specifically, targeted funding for students from low-income backgrounds or those committing to work in underserved areas could address the imbalance. Policymakers, who in theory should represent the interests of their constituents over corporate donors, must focus on reducing the costs of higher education through tuition caps, subsidized programs, and lower interest rates on student loans. These measures can make degrees in education and medicine more accessible, ensuring a steady influx of professionals into these fields. Moreover, programs like Public Service Loan Forgiveness, PSLF, should be expanded and streamlined to encourage students to enter teaching and medical professions and actually deliver on the promise of student loan cancellation after the 10 years of public service has been reached, rather than deny borrowers their lawful cancellation due to bureaucratic and profit-driven motives to keep borrowers trapped in repayment far longer than legally required. Such initiatives can help mitigate the financial burden of loans while incentivizing work in high-need areas. The inability to afford degrees in education and medicine is not just a personal financial failing. Rather, it is a crisis that, if left unmitigated, can and will exacerbate the shortage of teachers and doctors and will consequently compromise the quality of life for millions, undermine the economy, and widen existing inequalities. By implementing targeted solutions to reduce financial barriers, society can ensure that these indispensable professions remain accessible, especially as the world of artificial intelligence further encroaches on job stability and access to quality healthcare for millions across the nation. Lisa Ansel Schneider is the Associate Director of the USC Kasdan Institute and Lecturer of Hebrew Language at Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion, Los Angeles.